The National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAT, is the latest teacher union to give government up to the end of the month to pay outstanding salary arrears to teachers. The association says members will lay down their tools if their salary discrepancies are not resolved by the 29th of this month. Addressing the media in Accra, the president of NAGRAT, Christian Adeipoku, said teachers will no more accept promises, lip service, and drawing up road maps for payment of arrears. Rosalind Ganyaglo has more.
The president of NAGRAT, Christian Adeipoku, said teachers have been ill-treated for far too long. Among the issues raised were the non-payment of salary arrears to newly recruited teachers from 2013 to date, non-payment of vehicle maintenance allowances to deserving teachers, and outstanding transfer grants and travel and transport allowances. He said over 30,000 teachers are affected and government has failed to go by earlier agreements, hence the latest ultimatum.
Let His Excellency the President be told that any irreversible damage that this unpopular policy of non-payment of arrears beyond 3 months will cause to any teacher, government will be held directly responsible. Let it be emphasized that all arrears due teachers must be paid by the end of February 2016. This time, no roadmap will be accepted. No technical committee will be set up. No pleas will be heeded to, and no ruling of the National Labour Commission will be obeyed. All we want is the payment of all arrears. We, however, sign a note of warning to all detractors who want to reduce our issues to partisan politics that we are not in for that. We respect all political commentators and will not want to have any exchanges and altercations with them. We implore the support of all, irrespective of political affiliation, to ensure that teachers get what is duly theirs. We also call on our teaming membership to brace themselves for the fight ahead.
Mr. Adeipoku expressed disappointment at the way the Ministry of Education is handling issues concerning teachers and urged the minister to come up with a clear-cut policy on the welfare of teachers.
Our minister does not care for now, but when she was a lecturer, she used to care. We therefore challenge our Minister of Education to factor teacher welfare issues in her plans for education and to deal with this problem at hand and other such challenges if she truly desires to take education in this country to the next level as she proclaims. She should use her position to facilitate, lobby, and appeal to powers that be to appreciate the enormity of our problems and to move in quickly and decisively to resolve the issues.
He further challenged other stakeholders such as the Controller and Accountant General's Department, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, and the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations to, as a matter of urgency, address all issues concerning the teacher unions.